I wanted to do a segment early and invite in our overnight and early morning board operator, Cray Trey. Good morning, Cray Trey.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. It's good to have you on the program.
You didn't have anything else?
It's always good to have you on watch because we can count on you being here overnights to run the board, and that is a hard thing. The great Joel Genesta was the overnight board op forever, mm-hmm. and you knew Joel was going to be in every night, and Cray, Trey, you are in every night, so props to you.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Good.
Okay.
So I follow Cray Trey on social media because I support all of my coworkers, unlike you two, who probably don't follow Cray Trey.
I follow him every day.
Don't not follow him?
I don't think they do they, Trey?
No,
they don't.
Not on Twitter, no.
What's your Twizzler
name?
That
changed.
Cray Trey 1310.
All right. Let's Generic. Take care of this right now.
So I noticed in the last few weeks, Cray Trey has been posting a movie trailer. That it's a movie he has produced and directed. And the trailer for it was very funny. And I watched it, and it's for a horror movie. So I emailed Cray Trey yesterday, and I said, hey, I want to talk about your new movie coming out. And he said, well, it's just a trailer.
Right.
So you don't have the movie, you just for fun put the trailer together?
Yeah. There originally was a short film, but the minutia of getting people together and getting lights and production, it got just to a point where, because I'm not working with actors, I'm working with friends.
Right. I could tell by the trailer.
Exactly, yeah. you could tell Austin Guttery, who used to be an intern here, is in there. So it was just a lot easier time schedule-wise to make a trailer rather than a film.
But you have the natural, or you've had the desire maybe since you were a kid, you're interested in movies, and you would love to make a movie if everything was there for you.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I've always been a movie fan. I used to, like weekends, I would just watch movies. I'd just go to a movie training company, buy like 5 movies, and watch them all during that weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about being a movie critic?
Not really. I like talking about movies. I don't know about a critic. I mean, that might be fun.
But you're more hands-on. You would like to actually make
them. Yeah. I like the camera positions and lighting and stuff like that.
Did you do the camera work on this?
Yes, sir. I did. Yeah.
So the Pretty trailer. Impressive. Tell us about the trailer.
So my channel on YouTube is video game based. It evolved. I do this one show about how certain movies influence video games, and I also do a bunch of skits, and there's one thing in the internet culture called creepypastas, which are pretty much urban legends that are formed online.
And Killer Jeff?
Yeah, like or Slender Man or anything like that.
Oh, Slender Man. Yeah. I love Slender Man.
And they're video game creepypastas, and I've always been intrigued by, urban legends and stuff like that, so I thought that would make a good horror movie. Is to make it like they're, like maybe Poltergeist or Friday the 13th, where these horror, creatures are coming after the person. Because there's one creepypasta where it's probably the most famous one, where there's a cursed game cartridge, and the guy plays it, and he gets haunted by the game. And so that sort of starts, and it's like Friday the 13th, where he opens the box, or Nightmare on Elm Street, kind of opens the box, and all these horrific things come out.
Huh.
Thought of that idea. I watched a bunch of different horror trailers. I try to make it as generic as possible too, with a lot of the jump scares and the noises and sound effects and stuff like that.
Is that your genre of choice? Like if you were to make a movie, you would go into the horror category?
In the creepypasta category?
I don't know. I really like noir as well. It'd be something sci-fi, I think, in that realm of supernatural sci-fi. Stuff like that, I think.
I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid and we'd be spending summers with our cousins, we would always get one of the parents' movie cameras and we would make movies. And that was, we were obsessed with that.
Oh, yes.
The home videos.
The video?
Or
the old 8mm?
It was.
Ours was
both.
Video.
Yeah.
It was, and you would load a full-size VHS in it, and you held
it. Oh, wow. Yeah. The camcorder thing.
Yeah, camcorder.
Ours was 8mm in the 70s, and then I think at some point in the 80s, the parents got the VHS or the video.
video.
But with the 8mm, we didn't have an editing lab or anything, so we just had to edit on as we were videoing, yeah. You know? So you'd have to do...
One take.
One take, and if...
you messed up, you had to rewind the tape and then press record again.
And my cousin and I, when we discovered how to do, like, Bewitched, you know, where she disappears. Okay, I'm going to...
A lot of that.
I'm just going to freeze on this, yeah. on the roof.
I'll snap my fingers and then just freeze, and yeah. Then I'll stop the tape.
Right. That's like when...
Then you walk out, then I'll start rolling, and it'll look like you disappeared.
That was a turning point right there, definitely.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So my question to you, Cray-Tray, is... We were able, as 10-year-olds, to make movies. So you are an adult. Why did you bail on your plan just because you didn't have the financial setup or the lighting setup or something? We did it very bare bones. I bet you still could have done it very bare bones.
Yeah, I could have. But I think I'm trying to get things out in a timely manner. And it was a point in writing the script where I realized there was a lot of, you know, just some things didn't make sense. Some of the character motivations did not make sense. And I wanted to, I thought also a shorter video does a lot better on YouTube or something like that.
Because of attention span.
Exactly. So I thought a trailer, because I don't think I'm that skilled to make a horror movie. I think that's a lot of tension and a lot of timing, mm-hmm. and I thought a horror trailer might be a little better on practicing some of that.
Okay.
But I definitely would maybe, you know, might come back and make an actual horror film.
Sounds like you need a screenwriter.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody that's, you know, an award winner.
Like
Like who?
Like you, Gordo.
Yeah, Gordo.
You're trying to get
Gordo.
Back in the game.
Why don't you help your coworker?
You got all these typewriters.
Yeah.
Wanted to write a screenplay.
You could write a screenplay.
No, I can't.
You and Cray-Tray, put your heads together.
Yeah, why have you been denying Cray-Tray your writing?
I'd rather be dead.
If you guys would collaborate.
Congratulations, Cray-Tray.
If you would collaborate, here in about 4 years, you would both be walking down the aisle at the Oscars, accepting a little gold statue for horror film of the year.
Let's do it.
For creepypasta film of the year.
And then you would get up there and you know what would happen.
What?
Gordo would take the mic and he'd do his acceptance speech, a real long one, and then the music would start and Cray-Tray would come in at the last second. Just thanks to everybody.
I didn't have time to thank anyone.
As they pull him off the stage, he wouldn't get to say anything.
First of all, let me start off by thanking Marty.
we could never have gotten this film produced without his name behind it.
Without you, Marty. Shot of Scorsese in the audience.
Harvey Weinstein always
hated the way that they do always call him Marty.
They do a shot of Marty in the audience. He's wiping a little tear from the corner of his eye.
And those big stupid eyebrows of his.
So, in a perfect world, like in 10 or 15 years, would you be a movie producer or director or in the industry?
I would love to have my own studio and just produce short films or big films as well. I'd love to just have my own studio and, you know, do whatever I want. You know, have a crew and like, hey, let's make this video. Okay, mm-hmm. We can just go out and do that. I'd love to do that, yeah.
Well, you know, if you're looking for actors, I've been involved in some rom-coms and read for some leading roles.
All right.
Didn't you play Jesse Owens for a long time?
I did play Jesse Owens in the Paramount Pictures production. No, I played Jesse's roommate. That was filmed up in Denton.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with George Kennedy on that film and George Dunham on that film.
That's right.
I don't remember if I won.
IMDb, didn't some P1? Yeah. But that's awesome.
Yeah, I think they listed me as Craig Jr. Miller. Mm. not on the official credits, but in IMDb.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was your professional name.
You know, I probably that should be my professional name because it's different than just Craig Miller.
Disambiguation.
A lot of Craig Millers out there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever think about that? Going like, did you ever have a fascination enough to where you thought, wow, I'd like to go into the entertainment industry, not in what we do, but the film department in some way, shape, or form?
No.
Not really, no.
Never had a passing thought about it.
No. Never romanced by Hollywood?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. I just figured that was for other people.
Oscar.
Sounds like too much of a beating. You have to do acting and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd love to have you guys on a film anytime you want to.
I would love to act for you. I think I want to act for Marty. I'd love to act for Jimmy Cameron.
Well, give us the script,
and I'd love to act for you, Trey.
We should Thank do you. It. We should look at Trey's script and do a Muser short.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'd totally do that. Yeah,
it would be so bad.
It'd be great.
I think it'd be great.
We can have all your fake characters in it, too.
Oh, there's an idea.
Yeah.
He's talking to you, George. All your fake characters.
Oh, I thought he was talking to me.
No. I think he's talking to you, Cornelius Gordo.
Cornelius Maximilian.
Finally have that Carlton Maxwell generic youth minister love triangle.
No. Well, there you now, go. See?
Now you're talking about producing pornography, and...
Yeah, that's...
And I don't appreciate it.
That's getting a little weird.
That's a little weird to us.
So
let me know.
Thank you for your time. All right. Well, Cray, thank you very much.
Well,
and by the way, how's the overnight thing going for you?
It's going
not
great.
Going well.
It's going well. It's not going well. No, it's a good time. I enjoy being a part of this. Definitely.
Well, good.
Generic.
Yeah. That is very generic. You go home. What time do you go to sleep?
I don't sleep, sir.
Probably around, I don't sleep. Probably around 7. 7.
And then you wake up at?
Like 2.
8.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 p.m.
You know, I don't know if I've told you kids, but I used to have Cray-Tray's shift.
Mm-hmm.
And back at our old job at KRLD, and it's weird. You are on the schedule that nobody is on.
And no one understands.
Nobody understands. Yeah. Do you have the black sheets on the window so you can sleep?
I need to.
You've got to get
that.
Yeah,
I got to get that.
That's a must. Yeah, I would drive home a zombie,
mm-hmm.
and then I would get home, and I may have eaten something, and then I would go into my bedroom, which had the black sheets on the window. Same thing. I'd sleep from 7 to 2, get up and do a couple things in the afternoon. You run your errands, whatever you need to do, and then you're in at 8 o'clock that night.
God, it's got to be weird.
It's so weird. And you know what? And my job, my overnight job, was to run the Larry King show. So all I had to do at the top of the hour and at the bottom of the hour was press one button. I had to play like a station ID at the top, and at the bottom I had to do something similar.
God, I would have hired a robot to press that button.
Yeah, so I...
Don't give me any ideas.
I would press that button, and this is back before the internet, keep in mind. So I would press that button like at 2:30 in the morning, and then I would walk over to the sales department, and they had maybe two computers over there, and one of them had solitaire on it. It was the only game on any computer in the station. And I'd go over there, I'd press the button, and then I'd walk back to sales, sit down, play solitaire for 29 minutes, walk back in the studio, press the button again, go back and play solitaire. It was mindless. But good luck to you, Trey, and your overnight.
Yes, not to diminish your job.
Yes, thank you.
Great, Trey.
You probably have more going on than I had, right?
I'm not running.
No? Is it just a couple of buttons?
All right.
Well, hang in there. And good luck with the film career. All right, that's Cray Trey. See him at the Oscars in about 5 years. Or probably
Cray
not.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay. Change of plans on those Oscars.
You will not see him there.